Let's give another hand to the choir and the worship band, Dr. Newby. Let's go to Revelation. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 11. For those of you that are coming today and visiting, if this is your very first time on a holiday, you know our M.O. is that we don't break series to go into special holidays. What we try to do is take the series we're in and try to make it fall on those holidays so it kind of can relate. So last week we had to rush through a lot of verses to get to chapter 11 today, and hopefully we can get that to correlate with Easter. Amen? We can go up to the trumpets. We can pray, like to read some verses out of chapter 11 on this Easter sunrise service and see if Revelation can relate to the greatest celebration and whatever, the greatest event that's ever happened to mankind. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. And thank you for the opportunity we have to open your word. Father, you know my prayer is that you will move me out of the way. That you will have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. Father, this is your truth and this is your word. You have called me to preach it all. Thank you for teaching me that others may be taught. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say, Revelation chapter 11. Chapter 11 is crucial, I believe, on how you translate this chapter, is how you're going to translate the book of Revelation. It's going to dictate a great deal of your theological beliefs in the past and in the future. Chapter 11 is coming to the end. Verse 14 is the end of the sixth trumpet that we have been talking about. Every sixth that we've gotten to has been a great earthquake. When we got to the sixth seal, there was an earthquake. The sixth trumpet here, there's going to be a great earthquake. At the end of the sixth bowl, there's going to be a great earthquake. The six has a significant aspect in God's kingdom. 666, perfect number of Satan. 777, perfect number of God. We need to understand today as we get ready to walk through these verses that the reason why chapter 11 can happen is because of why we are celebrating today. No life can be given back unless life has been given the first time. No life can be given the first time if the Lord Jesus Christ hadn't given life and created, as last week we understood and we saw and we read, and now hopefully we believe that all creation has come from the Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, nothing was made, nothing was created, no life was given. Because he is the life giver, he died for your sins and mine. And because he was greater than death, death couldn't hold him in the grave. He rose again, and he's now at the right hand of the throne of God, waiting for anyone that is here to accept him as their Lord and Savior. And you know what? He really doesn't care what your background is. I was raised in Alabama. Prejudice is all get out. Prejudice. I mean, the only reason I went out for football was to hurt white people legally. That's the truth. I was raised that the only good white person was a dead one. That's right. And I was taught if you can't beat them, use them. Now, I was taught that. Now, do I have a right, because I was taught that way, to hold on to that way, to hold on to that truth, hold on to that belief that came through a society that was being pushed down and prejudiced against? Do I have a right to go against what God says right simply because of the way I was taught? No, and neither do you. Some people say, well, you know, I'm just from the old school. Time to graduate, people. Time to graduate. Amen. Revelation chapter 11 really don't care what your background is. It just want to know what your future is going to be. Verse 1, chapter 11. And there was given me a reed like a rod. We've already got to the last verse of chapter 10 when John says, I don't want to write these things down. The information is too terrible. I don't want to write it. I don't want to let people know what's coming. Verse 11, chapter 10 said, and he said unto me, the angel, thou must prophesy again about many people and many nations and many tongues and many kings. You must write down.